You are listening to Called the Homeschool, episode number 141, Making School a Priority. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode called The Homeschool. Always excited to be here. Just a reminder, if you haven't checked out last week's episode, you're going to want to check that out because I'm talking about levels of liberty for mamas. And I am so excited about this. So basically, levels of liberty, when I created it, it was perfect for the age my kids were at that time, right? And then I had my bonus baby. And as I was coaching people on it, realized we needed it for younger kids as well. So levels of liberty for littles was created. And that's where they can learn basic skills. And basically, they get instant gratification, right? So they learn, they do their skill, like brush their teeth, then they can have their chores then. So there's a lot of if and thens with levels of liberty for little kids, right? And just learning a lot of those basic skills. Then we get to the teen stage and we are really enhancing those skills and really refining them and giving your kids skills that they need to be successful in life, to move out, be independent, all those things. And they're learning delayed gratification, right? So they master these skills. And once they earn things, they can earn things like a cell phone or social media, going somewhere without an adult, being able to just get on YouTube whenever they want or whatever you want in your home. So I love it because it is an awesome space to teach your kids stuff. And like, when do I give them these things? Because arbitrary things like age just don't work, because sometimes you'll have a really mature 12-year-old, but a very immature 16-year-old. So I love not having it just being arbitrary, but having it based off skills and their habits that they're learning. So that's been so fun. Then I want to take it another level for mamas. And this is now we know how, like, about delayed gratification, right? We know are the basic skills and all these awesome things. And now we really get to refine who it is we want to become and then start taking steps to get there. So this is going to be a really awesome thing we're doing as a group and mamas members. We focus on the six different areas of the successful six: of financial, emotional, mental, physical, social, and spiritual. What is one small little habit you want to start gaining in order to get on that road to who it is you want to become and the potential you have, right? So I've been sharing with mamas members the things that I have on my list, and people are sharing theirs, and it is going to be a ton of fun. So you can listen to more about it in last week's episode, Levels of Liberty for Mamas, and I'd love to have you join us and come to mamas members and figure all that stuff out. All right. So this episode is inspired from something I saw on Instagram from my friend Carrie. Carrie is an amazing life coach, and she helps those who are going after big goals. And you can find her at Drive Your Thoughts Coaching. She's really, really awesome and has a gift with words. Anyway, she was talking about priorities, and this was literally in a story of like a little blurb. I don't know if that's a word. A little blurb that she had just posted, and she was talking about priorities. And she was saying, if you cut your finger and it was bleeding, you would make a priority to go and take care of it. You would get out of bed, right? If you're sitting in bed and your finger is gushing blood, you're probably not just going to sit there like, I don't have time for this. I'm just going to get blood all over my bed, right? You would make it a priority. If you were sitting on the phone and you got cut and you would say, I got to go, my finger's bleeding, and you would go take care of it. If you had an appointment, right? Whether it was a doctor's appointment or a hair appointment, you would cancel it and say, I've got to go take care of this. I just cut myself. I'm bleeding. Right? You would skip that appointment. You would make that finger a priority and tell everyone and everything else no. Do you have that same kind of commitment with priorities with your school? Do you make it a priority, or is homeschool just something you do if you can get around to it? Or maybe the stars align and all your kids are excited to do school, then you'll do school, right? Like, if the house is clean, then we'll do school. If I feel like it, then we'll do school, right? Do you say yes to people to babysit during school hours? Do you even have school hours? If your school is consistently not happening, why are you not making it a priority? It's so interesting because you may have the story that I am a good person. And so what does a good person do? A good person helps other people. So I need to help my neighbor, my sister, or whomever. But if you had a 9-to-5 job or even a part-time job or just any job, you wouldn't feel bad about saying no or telling someone when you could help them, right? So if you were working and you wanted to help somebody, you'd be like, I can help you at 6. You would let them know when you could help them, right? So maybe you have the story that you don't want to disappoint people. This is another interesting story because you end up disappointing yourself that you didn't do school or disappointing your children that you didn't do school. So I want to share some ideas with you of how to help you make school a priority, right? So when we do stuff like this, we always want to get curious of why it's not a priority, right? Because we can always dive in and like, here are awesome things you can do and all these amazing tips and whatnot. But it's always great to start with getting curious of why is it not a priority and start looking at stories. Do you have stories like that where like, why I want to help people. I'm a good person. I help people. And so because you have that story, then you put those things on top of your school, even though you're not helping your school, right? So it's really great to see what story is in your way with priorities, of the priority of doing school. Like, well, I'm just tired a lot. Like, fantastic. You can do school tired. You did a lot of things tired. You can do school tired too, right? So just getting really curious. So after you've gotten curious and you're ready to start making school a priority, I want to give you 4 tips of things you can do to help make school a priority. So the first one is schedule your school. In Mama's members, I teach about power hour and how to fit everything you want in your schedule. And this is just one of the tools. I was going over this with a client the other day and started seeing how much time she even needs to do school. That's another thing people do is they're like, they have a story like school takes so long. And so I asked her, I said, how many hours a day do you need to do school? She goes, I just need 2 to 3 hours 4 times a week. So all of a sudden now we have a number to it, right? School only needs to be this many hours. So now I can see to make it work instead of having this vague idea of like, I don't know, it just takes forever. It takes so long. Like, no, it's going to be this long, right? So now when she is scheduling her week, she knows to block out at least 3 hours for her school on the days that she wants to do school. She really likes flexibility, so she is willing to do her school at different times. So she has an appointment on a Thursday morning, then she knows that she's going to put her block a little bit later in the day. I personally like to start around 10 a.m. It used to be earlier, but now that I homeschool less children, I am more than happy to start a little bit later. And I only need a few hours, so I'm always done by lunchtime. So get really curious of how many hours do you need to do school and then block that time out. Number 2. Protect your time. So let's say you've blocked the time, like I do school from 10 to noon or whatever your school hours are. Maybe you're 9 to 1, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Now protect that time. So when I started homeschooling, I had a couple other neighbors who decided to homeschool at the same time, which was super awesome and super terrible all mixed together. The terrible part was that the neighbor kids would show up all day, right? Like, we're not doing school right now. I want to play with your kids. So I eventually had to put a note on the door and teach the neighbor kids that when this sign is on the door, you can't knock on my door or ring my doorbell because we are doing school during those times. I also won't answer calls, text, or emails during that time. I actually had my husband at CrossFit. He was there and he wasn't feeling well and he didn't feel like he could drive home. And he was trying to get a hold of me and I had my phone in another room or turned off or whatever it was. And eventually he got a ride and made it home. And it was funny because he was kind of frustrated, but he was able to figure it out and get a ride, right? If somebody really needs to get a hold of you, they'll figure out a way. So like, treat it like a job. I also do not watch other people's children during our school time, but if I am willing to help somebody with their children, I will let them know when I could, right? Now, every now and then, if somebody blue moon, if somebody asked me to help and I felt like their child would not be too much of a disruption, I may do it. But I like to honor that time and teach other people to honor that time, right? They can find somebody else. They can change their schedule around. You don't need to change your schedule around for other people's schedules. So I personally do not like to babysit during our school time. But if I'm willing to help with their kids, like I can do this in the afternoon or I could do this, this is when I am available. So if you treat it like you would a job, you wouldn't be on your phone with your friend if you were at work, right? You wouldn't be babysitting somebody else's kids if you were at a brick and mortar job, right? So treat the same, your school the same way and protect your school time. Number three, allow the urge to not do school. We all have things we do not want to do. I do not always want to get up before the sun. I think sometimes people assume that because I wake up early that I always am super excited to get up early. When it is freezing outside or snowing or horrible weather, right, and really dark and cold, I am not super excited to get up. I have the urge to stay in my very warm, very comfortable bed. I don't always want to clean the kitchen. I sometimes have the urge to just lie down on the couch instead. You are not always going to feel like doing school. You don't have to feel like school to feel like doing school to do it. Now and every now and then, a missed school day is not going to be a problem. But if you are consistently finding yourself coming up with the excuse to skip school, you are going to need to allow the urge, but not respond to it. As you stop giving into that urge, it will stop getting so loud. About 15 years ago, I gave up candy and desserts. And in the beginning, the urge to eat those types of food was very, very loud. But over time, that urge got quieter and quieter, and now it rarely, rarely shows up. And that desire and that urge very, very rarely show up. And I know what to do when that urge comes, and I don't have to give into it, and I don't need to answer it. The same with your school. Allow the urge to skip school. Allow that to feel the urge and let it just sit with you, right? Like, I don't feel like doing school. Like, okay, what does that feel like in my body? Okay, this is what it feels like. And then I'm going to override it and I'm going to do school anyway. So it brings us to the next part. How do you override it? Number four, have a new thought ready, right? So I know that I'm not always going to want to wake up early to work out, but I know I'm always grateful that I did. I have never said, oh, I wish I would have just slept in today instead of doing my workout. So when I see the clock and I have the thought that I just want to sleep in, or one day won't matter if I miss it, I already have a story ready. I have the story that I'm always glad I did the workout. Then that creates the feeling of committed for me. And I get up and I do my workout. And after I do, I am always so grateful that I did the workout. So what story do you want to have ready when you don't feel the urge to do school or you feel the urge to skip school? Here are some thoughts, and obviously take them or leave them. Come up with your own. So some ideas are, I'm going to be grateful that I did school, right? Have you ever finished a school day and been like, well, that was a waste of my time. Like, what a joke, right? Usually it's like, I'm glad I at least did something. I at least tried. You could try the thought of school's fun. Once we get going and doing this, school can be a lot of fun. I love homeschooling my kids. What about the thought of, I'm going to follow through with what I said I would do? I made a commitment to myself, right? I'm going to follow through with this. You'd even say, like, this is my job. I am my kid's teacher and this is my job. So I'm going to show up. So friends, if you are struggling to make school happen, get so curious of why you are not making it a priority, then go through these four steps so that you can help school be a priority in your house. All right. Love you lots. And I will talk to you next time. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.